This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President J.D. Vance is in Israel discussing the ceasefire in Gaza that Israel and Hamas have agreed upon. Vance visiting a civilian military cooperation center that the U.S. says is crucial to keeping the peace plan on track. The vice president says of the ceasefire,
it's not the end. It is, in fact, exactly how this is going to have to happen when you have people who hate each other, who have been fighting against each other for a very long time. We are doing very well. We are in a very good place. We're going to have to keep working on it.
Months after announcing plans to split into two companies, Warner Brothers Discovery now says it may be open to a sale of its entire business. Tropical storm Melissa now forming in the Caribbean. Forecasters warning of heavy rain, strong winds, and flooding in Haiti and Jamaica. Republican Senate leaders headed to the White House today for a lunch with President Trump. No word on the agenda, but we are now in week four of the federal government shutdown. This is ABC News.
107.7 WRCE News from the Center.
And home to Matt and Air on Air weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 6.7 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.61 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 28.6 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 32.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.36 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.17 a gallon, a difference of 81 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 4.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.98 a gallon. The national average is down 19.3 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 15.2 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 3.7 cents compared to a week ago and stands at $3.59 per gallon. Gas prices have finally fallen below $3 per gallon nationally, the earliest date we've seen a $2.99 national average since 2020, when COVID was the primary driver of low prices, said Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy. OPEC Plus deserves much of the credit for this trend, having steadily raised oil production for much of 2025. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thede.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers play the Steelers this week on Sunday night. Matt LaFleur asked about running back Josh Jacobs demanding to get back in the game against the Cardinals Sunday, despite a strained calf muscle.
Yeah, he's a grown man. There's no doubt about it. What he says is always backed up by his actions, and I think that's number one on the top of the list of what you need to be in order to be a great leader.
Baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Mariners 4-3. To advance to the World Series, Game 1 will be Friday night in Toronto against the Dodgers. Doc Rivers was asked if he still goes golfing with his friend, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
We plan on golf a lot. We never actually get to do it much. But the Brewers, they had an amazing year. And if you're going to lose, you lose to the most historic game in Major League history, and that's how they lost.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Of showers, clouds, and a very stiff west and northwest wind between 35 and 40 miles per hour for your Tuesday afternoon. Highs in the upper 40s. Tonight, shower chances wind down. The breeze stays up. Clouds in upper 30s near 50 Wednesday. Currently 46 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Maybe what's happening at the school board needs to be disrupted.
Jim Santel and Joan Esposito, the Wisconsin teacher losing their job because of a social media post. The teacher's tweet disrupted the district's operations.
Judge says that overcomes the right of the teacher to speak publicly.
What if this were 60 years ago and she were putting up a post about desegregating the school?
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
That President Trump cares more about bailing out Argentinian farmers than he does about Wisconsin soybean farmers. We'll explain the connection.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the Tuesday to you. A lot going on in the world. Is Donald Trump's fear factory going to be his greatest weapon, as he seems to think? Or is it going to be his undoing? Is Trump taking a wrecking ball to the White House? Is that a great metaphor for his destruction of America? We'll get into those things in the first hour of our program. Also, our Social Security offices being affected by the shutdown. We'll talk about that. In the second hour of our program, speaking of fear, this pardoned January 6th treasonous rioter was just charged in a plot to murder Hakeem Jeffries, the House Minority Leader. This administration needs a reckoning. I mean, you know, the whole rule of law thing is like they've just thrown it out the window. I just don't think it's going to stand. Also, why did Trump release George Santos from prison? Is it because, as Donald Trump said, he lied like hell? But, you know, like Trump said of his fellow Republican to Newsmax, but he was 100% for Trump? I really think what it is that if Trump doesn't like you, you rot in hell. But if he does, you get to go free. This is a message, I believe, to other Republicans. We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. In our third hour, Adam Green, head of Bold Progressives. What's the future of the No Kings movement? Is getting in the streets enough, or is there a need for more movement leadership or organization? Isn't there a difference between movement leaders and politicians? And also in the third hour of our program, ICE and Trump gains and losses in Portland and Chicago. Interesting ruling by a judge in, you know, about Chicago. Chicago can now arrest ICE officers. This is going to get fascinating. And Portland's unicorns apparently are going to get confronted by the military. Oh, the danger. Oh, my God, the unicorns. So to start out, the op-ed that I published today over at HartmanReport.com is titled my daily take is titled, Will Trump's Fear Factory Be His Greatest Weapon or His Ultimate Undoing? And I just, you know, I wanted to puncture this bubble. One of the things that I keep hearing from people, and I hear it sometimes in your calls, you know, this sense of despair of, oh, my God, you know, he's tearing down the White House. He obviously plans to live there forever. He's not going to leave. He's destroying our democracy. You know, all that stuff is true. But it doesn't mean that he's going to succeed. I mean, I think that he knows that he doesn't have anything close to the power that he's claiming. I mean, he says that he has a mandate for leadership. He won by a landslide. He didn't even get 50% of the popular vote. He won the popular vote in 2024 with like 48.9 or 49.7, whatever it was. It was less than 50%. He didn't win the popular vote at all in 2016. And on top of that, Well, actually, I think this, he knows that, I'm blithering here, let me start over. On top of all that, only about half of Americans who were eligible to vote even voted in the last election. About a third of the people didn't vote at all. About a third of the people voted for Kamala Harris, and about a third of the people voted for Donald Trump. He two-thirds of the country did not vote for him, basically, who were registered to vote. And I think, you know, when you look at the, you know, you include people who are not registered to vote, which is a hell of a lot of people, it's even bigger than that. And he knows this, and the people around him know this. And I think this is why he's rushing so hard and so fast to put his masked, unaccountable secret police into the streets of every city in America. This is why they're trying to explode ICE. This is why they're building over 100 concentration camps across the United States. He realizes that the time is going to come when there's going to be serious resistance to what he's doing. And I think it's starting in Chicago right now. And it's going to be real interesting if they actually take this court ruling to heart, if it holds up, and the Chicago Police Department or the Illinois State Police start arresting ICE officers when they break the law, because they are breaking the law. I mean, let's just be clear about this. And so, I think this is why he's breaking laws. Trump is breaking laws left and right, from the laws against bribery to the Hatch Act, or Posse Comitatus. I think it's why he's trying to provoke a military confrontation with Venezuela. You'll recall 2 days after the Beirut barracks bombing that killed 200-plus American Marines, what did Ronald Reagan do? He invaded Grenada. He needed a distraction. It's why Trump is trying to distract us from the Epstein files. And by the way, another question about the Epstein files. I think everybody's assuming that Donald Trump is in the Epstein files, and he's all, you know, he doesn't want us to know because, you know, he was one of the many men who were having sex with these underage girls. Today, by the way, is the day that Virginia Giuffre's book drops, and it's going to be real interesting when that hits the public, you know, to get some excerpts from that. We'll start seeing those over the next 2 or 3 days. So everybody's assuming that it's because he was, you know, raping young girls. But people forget, Donald Trump owned the Miss Teen USA pageant. Was he supplying girls to Jeffrey Epstein? Was he part of an underage sex trafficking ring? I mean, he may well be in the Epstein files for that. And nobody's even talking about that. So anyhow, he's trying to distract us from the Epstein files. It's why whenever there's, information about our economy, you know, almost a third, actually a little over a third of our states right now are either in recession or within a half a point away from recession. And whenever news like that comes out, Trump finds some, you know, shiny new object to distract the media. So, you know, everybody's like, oh my God, Donald Trump has all this power. The reality is that you look at the polling, he's underwater. He's got between 35 and 40% support in the United States. That's nothing. When Vladimir Putin came to power in 1999, when he was made acting president by the alcoholic Boris Yeltsin, his support went in 3 months from his appointment until the first poll went from 31% to 80%. And he went up to 88% by 2008. This is real support that Putin had in Russia before he dismantled their democracy. He had real support. That's what allowed him to do it. Same thing with Viktor Orban. When he came to power in 1998, at the age of 35, he was the youngest prime minister ever. He had real support. The vast majority of the people in Hungary supported. I was in Hungary the summer that he gave his very first speech when he was in his 20s. He was a student protest leader originally. Fidesz, his political party, was like SDS. It was a student protest movement. Well, you can see where that all went, but he was able to do it because he was so popular. And that's the modern time. Same thing with Bukele in El Salvador, you know, who calls himself the world's coolest dictator. He is a dictator now. But when he came to power, the country was in shambles. The gangs had taken over the country. Same thing in Peru with Fujimori. Fujimori came into office, and inflation at that time, it cost as much for a tube of toothpaste as you could spend to buy a house just 5 years earlier. They both destroyed their democracies, but they did it based on their popularity. Same thing with Mussolini. He made the trains run on time. Everybody loved him. Nobody loves Trump. The majority of people do not love Trump. And you're starting to see the cracks. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene coming out saying that she thinks the Republicans are going to lose the House. Forget about redistricting and gerrymandering. They're going to lose the House. And then look at this, you know, pardoning George Santos. The reason he pardoned George Santos is to say to Republicans, if you will lick my shoes, if you will lick my boots, if you will kiss my ass, if you will always praise me and do exactly what I tell you, no matter what crimes you commit, I'll let you out. But if you cross me, like James Comey did, even though you're a lifelong Republican, I'm going to bring hell down on you. Why? Because he's ruling by fear. That's all he has. He does not have popularity. He only has fear. And fear doesn't work over the long term. John Adams, you know, one of the founders of this republic, said fear is the foundation of most governments, but it's so sordid and brutal a passion that Americans will not be likely to approve of any political institution which is founded in it. Winston Churchill talked about dictators on their pedestals, surrounded by the bayonets of their soldiers, yet in their hearts there's an unspoken fear. That's what's going on here. Fearful men always lean on violence. And I'm with Billy Graham, you know, who, if he saw what his son Franklin is up to, would be puking. You know, thank God he's dead. But Billy Graham said, and I quote, "Courage is contagious. When a brave man takes a stand, the spines of others are often stiffened." So take heart. The No Kings marches proved both Trump's widespread unpopularity and the fearlessness of the American people. You even had police departments out there thanking people for exercising their First Amendment rights. Ruth Ben-Ghiat has a great article about this today in her Substack newsletter. We Americans have never tolerated a king, never tolerated a dictator, and we're not about to start. So stand up and stand straight.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Or I suppose I should say stand tall, but don't be afraid. We'll be right back.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people.
After serving less than 4 months of a 7-year sentence, disgraced New York Congressman George Santos had his sentence commuted by President Donald Trump on October 17th. Santos had pleaded guilty to wire fraud and aggravated identity theft in August 2024. Shortly after the newly elected congressman took office, inconsistencies surfaced about Santos's resume and financial dealings. The FBI, IRS, and the U.S. Attorney's Office investigated, and in May 2023, leveled 13 charges of wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and lying on U.S. House financial forms. More charges of identity theft and credit card fraud followed in October 2023. After a plea deal, Santos pleaded guilty on reduced charges, was forced to pay restitution, and began serving an 87-month sentence in July 2025. U.S. Attorney John Durham said at the time, "Today, George Santos was finally held accountable for the mountain of lies, theft, and fraud he perpetrated." October 13th, Santos published an open letter to Trump in the South Shore Press, saying, quote, "I am asking for fairness, for the chance to rebuild." In commuting his sentence on Friday, Trump wrote, "George Santos was somewhat of a rogue, but there are many rogues throughout our country that aren't forced to serve 7 years in prison." We've linked the Santos letter at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name and into theirs. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. THOM, that's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
At his command. A smile like a steel trap, and fear in his hand. But power built on panic don't stand too long. The louder he shouts, the weaker that song.
Welcome to Trump's Fear Fest.
Where the truth gets chained and the lies run free.
He built these walls out of hate and sin.
But fear's a prison he's locked himself in. He struts like a king, but his eyes give it away. The trembling underneath all the gold and the gray. A man who can't sleep without an enemy near. Isn't ruling a nation, he's serving his fear.
Yeah, welcome to Trump's Fear Factory. Where courage dies on live TV. He thinks the strong survive by pain. But fear always eats its maker's name.
He built a country on trembling hearts. Turned neighbors to strangers and families apart. But fear's like smoke. It slips through your hands, and the wind of truth will sweep this land.
Tear down Trump's fear factory.
Let the light in.
Set the people free.
You can rule by fear, but not for long. Cause courage is contagious, and it's right in this song. You can't build a nation out of nightmares.
You can only wake up.
There you go. 24 minutes past the hour. He will not leave. Journalist Brian Karam was on Jim Acosta's show with April Ryan, and he was talking about this. Donald Trump doesn't want to leave the White House. Somebody said, I think it was on MSNBC last night, said, you wouldn't remodel your house if you were going to move out in 6 months, you know, unless you were doing it in ways that you thought would improve its value. But, you know, you just don't do that. And yet he's brought a wrecking ball, literally. I mean, it's not a literal wrecking ball. They're using a backhoe, but the effect is the same, to the White House. And this is illegal, by the way. There's this thing called the National Capital Planning Commission, which has legal statutory authority over all the capital projects, including the White House. There's also the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation, which administers Section 106 of the National Historic Preservation Act. And the board of directors oversees the White House as well. And so how did Trump get away with tearing down the East Wing of the White House? He fired all the people in the first organization. That was part of the Doge thing. And the government is shut down, and so the board of the second organization can't meet. I mean, he's doing this illegally. Meanwhile, the Treasury Department is, the building is positioned right by the East Wing. There's a whole wall of windows that face directly into the East Wing of the White House, which is what he tore down yesterday. And this is where some of the pictures are coming from. But the Treasury Department issued a memo to all of its employees saying, don't you dare take pictures of this destruction of the White House. Don't you dare. They claimed it was for national security reasons. Right. You got that? Apparently some of the Treasury employees did it anyway. And those pictures got leaked to the press. The first ones were in yesterday's New York Post, a Rupert Murdoch publication, by the way. Interesting stuff. Meanwhile, crisis at Social Security. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break, and I will pick up your calls as we roll along here on the Tom Hartman Program. 27 minutes past the hour. It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, the right-wingers on the Supreme Court lied to us about that one, too. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back with you.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-213-9259, 800-213-9259, 800-213-9259. That's 800-213-9259.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel and I dig into Donald Trump's promise to sic the IRS on his enemies. I thought that was illegal. We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thied. A two-vehicle crash Sunday morning resulted in injury. At approximately 8:25, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a two-vehicle crash at the intersection of Highway 18 and County Highway F in Fenimore Township. Grant County deputies, along with emergency crews from Fenimore Fire and EMS and the Fenimore Police Department, responded to the scene. During the investigation, it was determined that John Haas, 41 of Potosi, was traveling north on County F. As he approached the intersection with Highway 18, he failed to stop at the stop sign on F at Highway 18 and continued into the intersection. At the same time, Kevin Megan, 28 of Poplar Grove, Illinois, was traveling west on Highway 18. Megan's vehicle struck the passenger side of Haas's vehicle while causing heavy damage to both vehicles as they came to rest in the north ditch. Fenimore EMS treated both parties at the scene, and Kevin Megan was transported to the Grant Regional Health Center in Lancaster for treatment of his injuries. John Haas was taken by private vehicle to a care provider. Heavy fog is believed to be a contributing factor in the crash. The American Red Cross is asking you to make an appointment now to give blood or platelets. You can help by donating at an area blood drive. A blood drive will be held Wednesday from 9:30 to 1:30 at the American Legion in Waniwak. Make an appointment to give by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thied.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Of showers, clouds, and a very stiff west and northwest wind between 35 and 40 miles per hour for your Tuesday afternoon. Highs in the upper 40s. Tonight, shower chances wind down. The breeze stays up. Clouds in upper 30s near 50 Wednesday. Currently 46 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Robert Kennedy Jr. says America is under-babied. What can we do to encourage more Americans to become parents? Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings so 9 to 11.
For all of your support.
We'll be right back.
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
This isn't your house, Mr. Trump. It never was. It's ours, the people's. He rolled in with a wrecking ball of gold. Said this old house needed his brand new mold. Tore down the east wing while the flag still flew. Zero cost to taxpayers. Yeah, we heard that too.
Cash Patel, by the way, stepped in it. Cash Patel, of course, is Indian. He's of Gujarati descent. And he posted on, today is Diwali, which is a Hindu holiday. It's called the Festival of Lights. They spring lights. They string, you know, it's like Christmas lights all over the place. And he posted on X, you know, Happy Diwali, Festival of Lights, may peace prevail or whatever, something like that. And holy cow, did the racists come out and tell him to go back where he came from? Quack, 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 quack. You know, all the normal things that the Republican racists love to say. You know, like Trump says about black women and Hispanic women. Get out of my country, says one guy. Meanwhile, the Social Security offices are in crisis as a result of the government shutdown and the 10,000 Social Security employees that Elon Musk and Doge and Big Balls fired. They are just, you know, killing operations. In California, the Madera office can't even provide in-person service until 1 p.m. In Montana, the Havre office is only available by telephone. New York City, East Bronx location, unable to do in-person services. Canarsie, In Pennsylvania, Wilkes-Barre off only phone services. Bloomsburg and Reading, same thing. In South Carolina, Spartanburg office, only phone service. West Virginia, Logan Social Security office, only available by telephone. In Wyoming, the Cody office, you need to use phone service. And what happens when you call and try to get through to one of these offices? Well, the reporter who wrote this piece that's published over in Raw Story right now, Suzanne Blake, called a bunch of them, and over and over and over again, she got, quote, welcome to Verizon Wireless. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Not, as she writes, a good sign. Not at all. So what's on your mind today? CC in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, CC, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I just want to share my experience at the No Kings Day protest this past weekend. I've been going to the protest. I go to the protest in Gurnee, Illinois, on Hunt Club and Grand. And I've been going since January, I think. I remember the first one, it was cold. It was so cold, I had to run back and forth to the car, that type thing. And it was quite a few people. But this one, and I've been to some in between there, but this one was a statement. I mean, you couldn't see the end of the line. Looking east, well, maybe looking north, but looking south and maybe looking west, you couldn't see it. And that was a good sign. I mean, of course, the energy is there. And what I want to encourage our leaders to do is not abandon that that energy. I mean, the conversations I had on the picket line, and I'm African-American, by the way, and there's not that many of us out there, but the conversations I have on the line are just heartfelt, warm. People are on the same page. And I'm saying that America's under attack. And this is the way we have to fight back unless you want to pick up a gun. We don't want to do that. And I say that our leaders should take advantage of this energy and not play defense all the time. If Trump wants a show, give him a show. Occupy him. Don't let him dictate what we will do. And they tried to market this thing as being a terroristic, some ridiculous thing Mike Johnson was saying. And in fact, I was not even sure I was going to go. But, you know, after he made that statement, I was one. And then on top of that, two more people joined me. One person, he'd never been to a protest. And the joy she had on that protest line, the energy, and she, you know, and she had picked, they gave her a sign when she got there. It was a sign with Trump. So I think it's a fake image of Trump on the golf course with his pants soul.
That picture of, you're talking where it looks like he pooped his pants from the back?
Yeah.
That's a real picture.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a real picture. It's been around for a couple of years. That's from his first term in office.
I couldn't even really look at it, but everybody was laughing. They were taking pictures of it. So for her first time going out in the protest, that was the A1 experience. Now, I'm saying it can't go south, but what I'm saying is my main point I want to make is that we need more strategy at this junction, because I don't think we're going to make it to the finish line of the election. Because that building that was destroyed was a message.
We're talking the White House.
Yeah, at the White House. I'm sorry. Thank you for clarification. We are under attack here in America, period.
Yep.
Our own government is terrorizing its citizens.
Yep.
You don't get no worse than that.
Yep.
And so we're responding with nonviolent, addressing our government, First Amendment rights. We need our leaders to come up with marketing, get a marketing group, and we can't depend on the Democratic and DNC. There's no reason for them to be so weak.
Well, they're starting to wake up, CC. That's the good news. And there's some speculation. I mean, there's a couple of special elections coming up, and there's this one congressman down in Texas who apparently has been having a very sordid affair, you know, outside of his marriage, and he may soon be resigning. And if that happens, and there's one election that's coming, one special election that's coming up on November 4th, you know, which is not that far away, just a couple of weeks, that's presumably going to go to a Republican. If it doesn't, it's possible that we could be within one vote of controlling the House or even seize control of the House of Representatives. So, you know,
my last question to you, real quick. Why do I have to hear this from you on the radio? I mean, and, you know, not my, you got a big audience, true enough, but Why am I not hearing this from Chuck Schumer or the House Speaker, Hakeem Jeffries?
Well, the reality is, CC, that the House Democrats are literally holding a press conference every single day. And some of the statements that they're making are really strong, and some of the people that they get out there are really good, and the media just doesn't cover it. I mean, they show the reporters show up, but the assignment editors or the editors who are deciding, you know, what's going to make it through to broadcast television or whatever. I feel the same way, CC, when I watch Rachel Maddow's show once a week. She covers stuff that it's like, why isn't every single program covering these things? The reason is that, you know, our media, our news has just become homogenized. It's all pablum now. And it's because of the billionaire owners and the giant corporations that are afraid of Trump. They've got to get over this fear. CC, thanks for the call. It's always great hearing from you. Appreciate it. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with more of your calls. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Hey, Doc, nice office. Quick question. If you had to choose, would you give yourself a root canal or run payroll?
Run payroll, no question.
Seriously? Have you run payroll before?
Paying my team with Gusto couldn't be easier. Gusto gives me unlimited payroll runs, next day direct deposits, and automatically files my taxes. Saves me time.
Wow, that's nice.
Over here, Doc. Can I run payroll too?
Choose payroll without the pain. Visit gusto.com/radio to sign up for free.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
A very funny stand-up comic, Mr. Mike Toomey.
The last time I saw a Goldie Hawn film in the theater, the male lead was giving her a foot massage, yeah. And it was the worst foot I've ever seen. I actually said out loud, I went, ew. And my aunt started cracking up.
Yeah, maybe they could have had a stand-in, like a stunt foot.
Please. Something. Even if it's a guy's foot, I don't care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
30,000 Wisconsinites could be priced out of ACA insurance completely. Former Assistant Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development, Alejandra Castillo. What's the off-ramp here?
If you haven't called your member of Congress, you need to. The off-ramp can only be individuals like you and I calling our members of Congress and demanding that both the White House and Congress begin to negotiate a real solution.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center. We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. I got to tell you about Quince. I just absolutely love the clothing that this company has. You got to check it out. You just have to. They have the kind of fall staples. They've got, you know, it's seasonal that you're going to want to wear over and over and over again, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60. Classic fit denim, real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at literally half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince. I love them. They're affordable, they're fashionable, they're part of my go-to wardrobe, and they really hold up well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's Quince.com/T-H-O-M. Quince.com/Tom. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
And the echo sounds a lot like freedom breaking.
Out on the edge of Chicago town, helicopters drown out the cries. Mass men with no names or warrants, dragging dreams into the night.
They're kicking down our kept us safe and sure. Before the men was bleeding on the floor, and the ones who swore
that would be the
Constitution.
Welcome back, 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Keith in Chicago. Hey, Keith, what's on your mind today?
What's up, Tom? How you doing? Good to call you. First time caller. I've been listening to you for a while, but you do great work. You are the man.
Thank you. What's up?
You know, CC, who's in Lake County, Gurnee, which is where Six Flags is, absolutely right. He actually sort of stole my thunder, but he's actually right. So I'm an analyst and also an architect, so I have two separate careers. But that said, I'm a math person, and he's right. We have to sort of use numbers in order to come up with a strategy. You know, the thousands and the millions that came out on Saturday, wonderful, but it takes more than that. It takes what happened during the Civil Rights Movement, where Martin Luther King, Ralph Abernathy, Andrew Young, they actually had like many sessions to come up with different type of scenario analyses. What happens if this happens? What happens? What do we do if that happens? So,
well, and they walked into, they confronted the police. They walked into violence knowing that they were going to be beaten with an absolute commitment to nonviolence. And I believe, Keith, that within the next 6 months, we're going to see that coming. I think Trump's goons are going to start. I mean, right now they're already employing violence, and they've already they've dragged off over 130 American citizens so far, including two children with cancer. But I think we're going to reach the point where his goons, his ICE goons in particular, actually start doing like the Edmund Pettus Bridge, you know, going after people in a big way.
Well, that'd be overreach, and maybe that's one of the things that that we're talking about, but talking about actual analysis in order to regain power.
Yeah.
So the turnout is fine, yes, but at the end of the day, we need more representation in order to balance things in our halls of justice, you know, and in Congress, even at the state level. I think that that's what I was talking about. And even you had a caller yesterday. I think you had a guest yesterday once listening, and then you had a caller who was trying to also maybe recommend this. Maybe he wasn't as artful as he could have been, but I think that he was getting at, you know, a lot of constituents from the various politicians, especially on the Democratic side and the progressive side, they have experience. I'm not the only analyst out there. They have marketing experience, and they do these things in order to bring about, you know, higher yield and results in the world of corporate America. So there's nothing that would prevent us from achieving the same thing with the same quality of analysis.
Yeah.
And the Republicans do it. I mean, they use analysis. So my guess is that your caller yesterday, that's what he was trying to get at, and he was trying to challenge your guess. My guess is that this is what CC is referring to up in Lake County. Mm-hmm. And that's been my point. It's just I haven't seen it out of our politicians. A lot of Democrats, for some reason, they're sheepish on doing that, and we punch well below our weight class.
I get that, so Keith, but you are fortunate to live in a city and a state where you've got Mayor Johnson and Governor Pritzker who are standing up and fighting back.
Indeed.
And now that a federal judge yesterday said that, yes, you may arrest these ICE agents. Now, here's the problem. It was a federal judge, which means that it would have to be, I mean, if it's only being enforced at the federal level, you'd have to have the FBI come in and arrest ICE, and there's no way Kash Patel's going to let that happen.
You need numbers in order to be able to do that. And actually, I'm happy that happened because I'm not the only one. They're circulating sort of thought that a lot of these ICE agents are really imposters. They're not really ICE agents. And
that may be. I think a lot of them are January 6th guys and Proud Boys and 3%ers. But where I was going with that thought is that I don't know yet, and I, you know, because I'm not a law school graduate, I suppose, but I don't know yet if that federal judge's decision, first of all, if it stands or if it's been appealed or whatever. Yeah, I just don't know the strength of it. And I also don't know if the governor or the mayor can use that to have local or state officials engage in arrests of ICE. I'm assuming that they can, but, you know, this is something, you know, I've got to get, like, Dean Obadala or, you know, some other guy who's a lawyer on this program.
I do agree simply because it wouldn't hold. I think it would just help just in order to get enough time in order to verify and identify some of the ICE participants and then identify which ones are false. If there are enough who turn out to be false, then this entire...
Well, I think their hiring standards are so low. I'm guessing they're all getting, you know, their $80,000 a year and their $50,000 signing bonus and all this. You know, I was talking to a guy a couple of weeks ago, and he had seen one of the ICE agents here in Portland. And the guy had, you know, chin whiskers that went down all the way down to his navel. And that's the kind of thing that you see with these weird guys, you know, from like the 3%ers and stuff. And he's like, you know, these guys are weird. Keith, I got to run, but thanks for the call. It's great to hear from you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. Getnativepath.com.
During Medicare's open enrollment,
It's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Gaza, aid flowing again and Hamas working to recover remaining deceased hostages to return to Israel. Vice President J.D. Vance, traveling to the region, says he remains optimistic that the ceasefire deal will hold and Hamas will disarm.
The only real mediators are the United States of America. And so that's the role that we're going to play. I think the American people should be proud of it, but they should know that there are going to be no American boots on the ground in Gaza.
Vance and U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner are back in the region to shore up the U.S. peace plan. Former Congressman George Santos, whose federal prison sentence was commuted last week by President Trump, could still face legal troubles. Prosecutors on Long Island are not ruling out the possibility of bringing local charges against the Republican in the district he represented. Santos was serving a sentence for fraud and lying to Congress when the president intervened. Tropical storm Melissa has formed in the Caribbean and could target Haiti, the DR, Jamaica, and Cuba. This is ABC News.
You're listening.